Hi, you're listening to the weekly podcast of Life Ministry Church. For more information, head to our website, www.lmc.org.au.
So we're starting to see some really amazing things at LMC. For those of you guys that actually have been along and you've seen a few things God's been doing, it's been awesome. We're all learning. We're all walking together. We're all encouraging each other. It's amazing. It's a great ride, but it's just the beginning, I believe. We're going to see some even more amazing things, but even with the physical healings, we just can't stop there. Amen? We can't stop because we're seeing things. It's wow, it's fantastic, it's amazing. God is amazing, but we don't stop there. Physical healing must lead to inner healing, and it also must lead to Jesus. Amen? So every time that someone gets healed, we need to acknowledge that it's because of Jesus, the price he paid. And that should also lead us to the loving arms of the Father, who is always willing and waiting for us to go to him for any type of healing that we need. We could have the most powerful gifting, but if we are broken inside, we're just walking around like dangerous dynamite in a kid's hands, right? So just got to remember that we always have to be humble. Remember that physical healing must also lead to inner healing. And that is through a relationship with our Heavenly Father. So for many of us in church and certainly outside of the church, we need to hear this, we need to know this. And this is what Jesus came to model for us, didn't he? He came to model that relationship with the Father. He gave a perfect example of what it was to always go to the Father for everything. He depended on the Father for everything. And everything he did was about the Father, pleasing the Father, glorifying the Father, always going about the Father's business, always about the Father. So in his busy schedule that we know, he was always, always busy in his 3.5 years of ministry. He always had time that he took away to go and rest in the Father. And that's something that we, in this busy world, sometimes we forget. We get caught up in the busyness, which busy isn't always good, by the way. You know what busy can stand for. Being under Satan's yoke. We want to be under the correct busyness, obviously, but we need to make sure that we don't get bogged down and then just crumble. Always got to be back to the Father. So before we pray tonight for people, and we're going to see some amazing things, who's come with some expectations tonight? Yes. Just Pat? Who's come with some expectations tonight? Yes? Okay, awesome. And obviously willing to participate, because we're all participators. We're not sitting here just watching. We have to participate. This is not a passive sport. This is very definitely about getting involved. Amen? Okay. So let me say before that I get into the prayer side of it, I want to also share a very short message that I've titled The Father's Heart. I'm sure you'll be encouraged. So let me ask you all a very important question. Friends, if I could, and please be honest, shout it out, give me a look, do whatever you want, but just be honest, okay? I want to know, how do you see your Heavenly Father? Just think about that question for a minute. So, again, how do you see your Heavenly Father? So, do you see your Heavenly Father, no matter where you are with God, how do you see your Heavenly Father? Do you see him as an angry guy in the sky, ready to strike you down if you blow it? Or, because I definitely have been there. So there are many ways we can look at the Heavenly Father, okay? So how you answer that question will define how you see yourself and how you see others. Is that correct? So if we have the revelation, not just the information about the Heavenly Father, then we'll have an understanding of our Father's heart and love towards us. We need to really understand, not just, you know, have the information that he loves us and it's all good. Last time we spoke about how much he loves us, but do we really believe this? Do we look in the mirror and actually say, yeah, wow, I believe it and I love what I see? So let's be honest. None of us have had a perfect upbringing, a perfect earthly father. Is that correct? None of us have. And it's not a bad thing. I'm not bagging out fathers because I'm one of them. And I know I've definitely already blown it quite a few times. So I just got to say that no earthly father is perfect. But thank goodness, better yet, Thank God that our Heavenly Father is absolutely perfect. Amen. So I like the story of the prodigal son, because no matter how bad the prodigal son mucked up, he knew that he could run back into the loving Father's arms. And that's an illustration that we have that is straight for us, that Jesus was speaking about our Heavenly Father. Amen. So independence is actually, in this illustration with God, it can actually be the root of all evil. The root of all sin. So that whole mentality about me, myself, and I can do it on my own, that actually can be really, really bad. We need to understand that it's all about depending on God. So that intimacy, that dependency on God, we need to have that. The one that Jesus had, we need to have the same. Otherwise, we just go around thinking we can do it all on our own. It's not healthy. Do you agree? Okay, great. You're still awake. Excellent. Okay, so I'll try to be really quick because we're going to get through this. And basically, the invitation from the Father in the Psalms 46:10 is that be still and know that I am God. So in all your troubles, no matter what you're going through, no matter what we go through, just remember, he's calling us to be still. Stop what you're doing, find the quiet place, seek him out, and just rest in his embrace. It's that simple, but we complicate it. Just be still and know that I am God. So how many of us, let's be honest, you get a situation at work, you lose a job, or you lose an employee, or whatever the case, or there's an illness in the family, or your child is really badly ill, or something, you just name it, at school, you've got some issues there with homework's due or whatever, and then all of a sudden you just freak out, and you think of the worst thing possible, and you start to freak out, panic attack, you get on the phones, tell 20 people, and then you sit down and pray to God about it. And you remember your Heavenly Father's there the whole along waiting for you with open arms. But we all do it. So I'm not here to have a go. I'm just letting you know that we've all done it. We need to reverse that and go to our Heavenly Father first, always, because he's there with the answer every time. So half the reason why we don't go to our Heavenly Father, a lot of us, is because, you'll probably guess it, because we don't feel worthy. And we just feel like a lot of people, especially the ones that are in the world, don't know Jesus, they think that it's a struggle. You've got to earn, you've got to strive. There's no striving, just abiding. That's all we've got to do. And we just think we're not worth it. So we don't come to the Father because, we don't come to the Father because we're perfect and we've got it all figured out. We come to the Father because Jesus is perfect. He paid the price. Is that right? And we don't go to the Father because we're so worthy and holy and perfect. It's because the Heavenly Father's worthy and he's perfect and he's amazing. And we have to just go from there. And in time, he'll perfect us if we let him. Yeah, he'll work in us. I don't mean perfection. Like, I sometimes get really ridiculous and I've got to have everything in line and I've got to get all my things in order. And I'm just a bit of a perfectionist in that sense. I mean as in the righteousness with the Father, as it says in Matthew 6:33, that we need to be seeking his righteousness and his kingdom. So that's what I'm talking about. Getting rid of the world one bit at a time and just being really real with God. And if he shows you something in your life, we say, yeah, God, I'll surrender. So it's actually a choice. We have to let him. We have to want it. So let me just give you an example of something that really helped me and I want to show you tonight. A few years ago, someone went through the trouble of picking out scriptures from the Bible. And it was all about our Heavenly Father speaking about us, how much he loves us. Last time I asked you guys if you'd actually seen the Father's love letter. Has anyone seen it or heard it? Yep. That's why I actually got it today, because not everyone, in fact, minority of people are saying yes. So that's an amazing letter that it talks about the love, and it just blew me away. Whenever I watch it, it overwhelms me. Or you can watch it, you can read it, you can hear it, you can download the MP3. So I encourage you, fatherslovelettercom. It's free for all. So spread the love. You know people that need it. So if you need it as well, we all need the love. So please just make sure you visit that in your own time. So basically what happens is that in there at the start, it says that the words that you're about to hear will change your life if you let them. And the key words, again, are if you let them. So we're not forced to do anything, but if you actually let that happen, and we basically come broken, as the words said before that last song, if we come to that place of brokenness and we actually let God work in us, he'll do a work in us. But if we don't, if we shut ourselves off, he can't do anything. It's our choice. So I encourage you guys to, just watch the video. I think it'll encourage you, and just be very, very encouraged and loved by the Father, and take it in. If you have to cry, like I'll probably cry, that's okay. Okay? It's okay. I'm not kidding. I mean, when I was in my 20s, I used to think, it wasn't that long ago, by the way, when I was in my 20s, I'm still in my 30s, not hanging in there by a thread, but I'm in there. Basically, I used to really have a rock-hard attitude to life, and my heart was so hardened that I basically didn't want to cry for anything. I just thought, it's not the right thing to do. Guys shouldn't cry. But I'm here to tell you, guys can cry. Okay? Fellas, you're allowed to cry. It's cool. Okay? Mum will love you for it too. You're allowed to cry, and your wife too. So just roll the clip. Is it okay? Can we roll that clip? And enjoy, guys. I know you'll be very blessed by it. Wow. So when you watch that, do you believe what you see? Do you believe what you read? That's the Bible there, guys. I know that for some of us, it's probably more than what we've read in the whole year. But we need to... That's just some fun there. No condemnation, okay? We need to get into the Word, guys. This is what God says about us. We're sitting out there listening to what the world says. And I know some people here had to hear that, okay? If you didn't have to hear it, then, hey, you lost nothing. Because I love to keep hearing what the Father says about me. Because I know how the world is, and it's hostile to the things of God. Okay, and we need to remind ourselves who we are and whose we are. Amen? So thank you, Father. I encourage you to just get that and watch it and listen to it. You'll be transformed by the love. So I just want to quickly explain that I have a testimony about exactly what that is. See, we need to take that into the world, not only know it for ourselves and actually be confident in who we are, but also take it out into the world, because as we receive, then we can also give. Amen? So there's I had a coffee with Chris just recently. It was our famous coffee. It was meant to happen, I don't know how long ago, but it happened in God's timing, yeah? And then the wife sends me to Coles that same day. I look at my text, and it's the wife? It's Simone, my wife, my lovely wife. Sorry, I don't know. What can I call you? The wife. Okay, so the wife sends me to Coles. I thought I was going home, but no. I looked at my text, and she's got a whole list of things for me to go and buy. And I said, fine. So I crossed the road to find Coles. So I walk over across the road, and I just thought, yes, everything's going great. I got my trolley full of stuff. No one needs anything. No one's on any kind of, no limping, no canes, nothing. It's cool. I can just do my thing and go home. No. God didn't have it that way. I found my person of peace, because sometimes you get the opposite. You get people that that want to know you, but that's okay. No problem. I don't suffer from rejection anymore. I do not suffer from rejection at all. So basically, God gave me a word of knowledge about a young lady that works at Coles, and I felt the fear, but I did it anyway. This is the short version, okay? I approached her as she was unpacking a trolley full of boxes about this tall. The look she gave me was priceless, but that's okay. It was awesome. I said to her, I just want to share something with you. I sense that you are going through a struggle right now. She hasn't known me from a bar of soap, mind you. Never met this lady, this young girl. But I want to let you know that God has been with you through the storm. You're not alone. By this stage, she's looking at me going, who is this freak? But she didn't say that. Her first response was actually, that's random. And I was perplexed and undeterred. But I was really like, okay, what could that mean? But she's not throwing me away or telling me to get lost, so I'll keep going. So I kept going, and I said, you feel as though you have to measure up to people's expectations, don't you? You feel pressure from all sides. It's making you... Is this making sense to you? I said to her. She goes, "You're bang on." "Yeah, you're bang on," was her exact words. "You're bang on. Okay, well, I'm..." And so I was encouraged, and I continued some more. And I told her that it doesn't matter what people say or think about her. I told her that she's not answerable to anybody other than her Heavenly Father, and that He thinks that she's amazing, and that He wants to... what do I put here? I can't remember. He wants you to love yourself the way He loves you, your Heavenly Father. He wants you to love what you see when you look in the mirror. And I remember that when I said that, it's almost like, oh my goodness, I hit a nerve. And she really looked like she was about to weep. Your Heavenly Father loves His princess and thinks she's amazing. At this point, yeah, I could definitely tell that I'd need to slow down or something. And so I wrapped it up, but I said that I didn't want to start crying in the middle of the mall because obviously, God was doing something. And I said to her that, yeah, you're much loved, and I wanted to encourage you. And she said, "Thank you so much. I really appreciate it." And then I went on to tell her about the necklace. She had a necklace on that said hope. And so I started giving her some scriptures. And clumsily, I might have mucked it up slightly because I was nervous. But hey, she never knew, right? She just knew that she was being encouraged. And when we step out, sometimes you might forget a certain verse. And who cares? You still say it, and people love it. And when I finished up, she said again, "Thank you so much for everything." And she was very much in a good place, and she continued her job. But I just felt like I had to say it, and I was really, really determined to do so, no matter what the enemy threw at me and said that I looked like an idiot and all the rest of it. And I just thought, whatever. So let me encourage you to step out. If He wants to use you, even if it's to say, "Jesus loves you" at the drive-in McDonald's, whatever, just do it. You don't know what that person's going through. You don't know what their day's been like. And maybe they may have asked God, "God, show me a sign if You're real." And you just say, "You know what? This is one of my favorites. What do I say?" I go, "Do you know something?" And they actually stop and ask, "Know what?" "Jesus loves you." And they go, "Oh, gee, thanks." And, I haven't been slapped out yet. But, I just keep going. And whether it's a guy, a girl, an elderly person, a kid, doesn't matter. We've got to spread the love. So I think that that's what the world needs. They need the love of Christ. So what I want to show you next is, really quickly, is a clip that, again, shows compassion for people. So this person needed a physical healing. It was met. And then it was a spiritual. We encouraged her in the spirit because we all need the encouragement. And it was all about the Father. So it just goes to show you that any believer can do this. So this is a very short video, and we'll get then into the prayer. So enjoy this short little testimony, and that will encourage you. What's going on here? What? You're laughing. What? God's just touched you, huh? All right. Are you serious?
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, yes. My goodness. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Jesus.
Come on, thank you, Jesus. Woo! Yeah.
Give me a hug, sister. How good's that?
That's awesome.
That is so good. Oh, wow. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, wow. So like, that was the leg that we prayed for the other night that wasn't 100%,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
Look at that. Wow. There is power in the name of Jesus. Amen. You're not going to need us anymore. Thank you, Lord. Yes. You are a daughter of the Most High King. Do you know that?
Yes.
Do you believe that?
Yes.
He's got a plan for you. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Do you want to go out there and pray for the sick, pray for the ones that need deliverance?
Absolutely.
Are you going to do that?
Yeah.
Freely you have received, freely you will give.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Come on.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Woohoo.
That's so good.
Yes, it is.
Oh, come on.
Thank you, Lord. Wow. So just explain quickly what was wrong about even 2 minutes ago that you had pain and you walked down into McDonald's with those crutches, didn't you?
Yep.
So what happened that, like, your main level of pain and everything else that you had, what actually was wrong with your leg? It was your left leg, wasn't it?
I had sciatica in my back, which was causing my leg to not run properly. No strength in my leg. I couldn't put weight on it without having shooting pains.
Yeah.
And now
God's just met you. Holy Spirit's touched you and it's gone.
How good is that? I thought you were joking me because no. I sometimes underestimate the power of God. No. It's so amazing. It's awesome. Never cease to amaze me. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Yes, thank you, Jesus. Oh, awesome stuff.
So notice how the blessing was twofold. Firstly, like I said before, the physical need done, Holy Spirit, which we have, all of us have, if you believe, without limit. Do you believe it? Without limit. It says in the book of John that we have it without limit. So do not put God in a box. So then the second bit was that she was encouraged to go and do the same. And guess what she did? She went out and did the same. She went out and started praying for people because she was so freaked out by what happened. It was amazing. She went out and started finding people in wheelchairs and all sorts of stuff. It was awesome. And I wasn't there. She just said, I'll do it because I believe. So I want to finish with this before we start praying for people. I love what Julia posted this morning on Facebook. I was just maybe a bit bored or something for a second. I never really go on there much, but I went on there. The first news feed, the first post was yours. And it said this, correct me if I'm wrong. If you live by man's approval, ultimately you will die by man's rejection. Isn't that awesome? So that car that tooted me, I don't know if it was trying to tell me get out of the way or something, but it wasn't happy. It wasn't tooting because it was really agreeing. It was basically telling me, get out of the way, what are you doing? And people will always try to bring you down if you're in the align with the word of God and his plans for you. But who cares? Are we here to appease man or God? God, right? We're not here to please man. So thank you for that word, encouraging word. It's awesome.